Truth Finder, Scam Artists, Review 934,859 Complaints Board. San Diego, California, United States Review Updated, July 2, 2019. 4 comments. Contact information. Truthfinder.com. If there are people who think this website was useful for them, please, contact me, I really want to be convinced they deserve the money I paid for their ridiculous service. The fee is high and they will charge you once a month. It's about $30. If only I knew, I would never ever mess with them. So I was charged and thought I would get a complete information. But what I got was address and phone number of a person. Why would pay for this if it's already known? It's a ripoff and I recommend staying away from these artists. Submit close. Joe. Joanna Zucker, October 31, 2017. More Truthfinder complaints and reviews. www.truthfinder.com, they continued to take money from me even after I canceled the subscription. 3. www.truthfinder.com, fraudulent website. Truthfinder. Truthfinder, they continue to charge my credit card even if I only subscribe for 1 month. Truthfinder, my account not being active. Sort by, date, rating. Comments. Yeah. James Driscoll, July 1, 2019. I am the owner of @realuphuman.net, @grewup.net, @censored, @edipuman.net. As such, I am also a member of truthfinder.com. There are some cross-intention purposes that can be used that perhaps the persons you are searching for do not have a lot of activities to report. But when they do, it can reveal quite a lot. If you perform a Google search, site, censored, edipuman.net. Among one of the matches, you will receive is this rat. http://conspiracy-exposed.acknowledge-these-truths.fuckeduphuman.net persons, Jamie, Villalobos, Truthfinder percent 20% 20 background percent 20 report percent 20% 5b percent 20 Jamie, Villalobos percent 20% 5d.htm. You see, I signed up for Truthfinder to be able to background check persons contacting me for various reasons that would end up being something they were not representing. They were a series of these connections intentioned on disrupting my life, an 11-month hate and harassment retaliation campaign that I suffered through since my move and date into HIV housing in the Denver area. But I did not know the source of the hate and harassment, the puppeteer another word. Things were so persistent, documented records of things are found on the domains above. Anyway, this all comes crashing up to an unjust eviction for contacting the building manager after it was exposed there were connections of events internal of this conspiracy being exposed unwinding little by little. The records filed in court mention a bicycle that was left over from a guy that was let into my apartment outside of my direct invitation. The person who was visiting me, wolf in sheep's clothing, would end up being caught on video making a disturbance in front of the building late evening trying to get in for clothes he so-called left here after I kicked him out. So actor 1 invited one day actor 2 with a bicycle. Actor 2 became ill to be vomiting all over my place. Anyway, the mess was made a bit less obvious when I told actor 2 to clean up his mess. This before actor 1 returned. Anyway, when actor 1 returned, we took actor 2 to the hospital leaving the bicycle. This was sometime in May and was never claimed. In October, the bicycle made it onto the rack of the building when I had it stored elsewhere for a long duration. This is just a piece of this involvement. So in October as I walk into the building with a friend, tenant actor 1 was looking over this bicycle for some odd reason considering the history of it. The tenant of the building claimed that the owner of that bicycle transferred the ownership of that bicycle to him outside of my knowledge. Really, tenant co-conspirator? Really? This event placed this hate and harassment conspiracy I was under to be internal of the community involvement. I still did not have the source. This ended up to an impasse when I could no longer take what was happening, the silence of the community to acknowledge this truth, and they filed for eviction against me on November 30, 2016, the day before World AIDS Day. Now, I still did not have enough conclusive evidence of who was targeting me. I had events documented there is something odd happening, and no one talking. That is what I had. So I stayed with a friend after I moved out, not fighting the eviction for lack of evidence. It would not become apparent until July 5, 2017 that an event in front of the Colorado Health Network aka Denver Colorado AIDS Project occurred between me and Jamie Villalobos. That out of odd behavior of hate overruled his calmness and he exposed himself by this behavior he held against me. So, the next day I recorded a Facebook Live video on my account reenacting the events and naming Jamie Villalobos, the second tier in charge regional director, as the puppeteer. But my word alone based on the exposure of a hidden emotional reaction, I could not flow with that in court. But here at last, I had to leave town for my hometown of San Bernardino where I write this report. That just 2 weeks after I left the Denver regional area, Glassdoor reviews start to report themselves to something extremely wrong at Colorado Health Network. Those reviews still stand visible to this day. door.com/reviews/colorado-health-network-reviews-e171867.htm. Stay away, they violate the privacy of clients. If you don't gossip like a teenager, you'll be an outsider. Reports of an investigation of racism and harassment. Two persons quit, really solid evidence there in these reports that corroborate my holding accusation that the man Jaime Villalobos was responsible for this hate. That is not the only thing, but this conspiracy is not just a local regional incidence. When you take into account the regional to a regional collection of reports in this folder, this one shocking. https://webdomains.realup.human.net/glassdoor.com/hiv-aids-services-organizations-employer-reviews/https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/employee-reviews-access-aids-care-rv11607987.htm. August 18, 2016. Helpful too. Access AIDS Care logo. Dot and another one bites the dust. Current employee, anonymous employee in Norfolk, VA. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. Disapproves of CEO. I have been working at Access AIDS Care full-time. Pros. None come to mind at the moment and I am really trying to come up with one or two. Cons. Executive director angry and very retaliatory. Mismanagement of grant funds. Again, executive director still there even after extortion case. Very unorganized. Favoritism if you're in the clique. If not, oh well. Treats employees and clients like they are nothing. Low pay for an extreme amount of commitment. Zero room for advancement. If I could leave zero stars, I would. I'm sure you get the picture. Advice to management. Restructure the entire organization starting at the top and working down. Why the board does not see where the problem lies is beyond me, which makes me look at the board as well. What that censored is happening here. http://jamievillalobos.fuckeduphuman.net is just one place on the web justified to be noted for the record. The Truthfinder data reports are stored in that folder, the details then opening to web search engine matches. That is how I used Truthfinder legally, to create content on the web, exposing haters that have been allowed to win. http://coloradohealthnetwork.fuckeduphuman.net. Doctor, http://drnancyellenmattinger.fuckeduphuman.net. https://npno.com/ni/13261481800-nancy-mattinger/discuss. Comments profound. http://futhilaidsproject.fuckeduphuman.net. Doctor, http://drericktomomishigena.fuckeduphuman.net. https://npno.com/ni/16191539700-dr.eric-tomomi-shigeno/. This hate conspiracy goes all of the ways up to the top of the federal government to the CDC HIV director. This is his record, last thing I have updated to the documentation of this conspiracy. I have used Truthfinder to look up his middle name and email addresses, outside of Twitter itself. And direct communications to the moral agency, this is the puppeteer master at the highest order of hate. https://npno.com/ni/13364457585-dr.jonathan-harry-merman/. Reply. 0 votes. Reply. Yeah. James Driscoll, July 2, 2019. Corrected, Glassdoor URL for Colorado Health Network. https://glassdoor.com/reviews/colorado-health-network-reviews-e171867.72.htm. Once again, the collective region-to-region research findings directory is http://webdomains.realup.human.net/glassdoor.com/hiv-aids-services-organizations-employer-views/. While you want to know more, the best location for that is these links. Link removed. Link removed. My next presentation will be this complaints board page archived with spoken voice narrative too. Link removed. If what is said here was not the truth, and that was affixed to the domain name as shown, it would be a statement liable and defamation claims could be sought. But since what is showing here in words and lens represents the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, the real up human truth, the absolute real up human truth, the absolute moral real up human truth, someone should follow the hashtag wordstallaby circa 1750s on the site to go fix some weighty truth, and to follow words of Pope Francis' call to our nation's action in front of Congress in September 2015. All these wisdoms are being lost on haters in charge of lives, playing God to pick and choose who deserves care and who deserves to be dead. We are at a stage of extreme insult that every word here I say is the truth. Someone down the family tree line in those who hold this conspiracy to be remaining policy without regards will regret the day when their grandson walks up to them and asks, why did you kill those people that Mr. Driscoll online has shown to be true? Why did you kill people, granddaddy? Would you also kill me? I have HIV too. So, you would kill me too. Really granddaddy, really sick you are, get the, censored, out of my life, murderer. It will be the last overhanging roof to hold granddaddy to his ending day. He will die alone, alone in the streets, just like those who he put force into that direction. Dr. Merman, mark my words. This is an embarrassment to any who see this post, a stain onto our country, you are the topmost hater, because you can't be honest. Time to repent, for your family reputations down the chain. Time to denounce this hate and turn this around to find forgiveness for a fault of holding a false belief to a fault that can't be held fault anymore. It is your fault when you pass by these words, someone will grasp them, copy them, send them to you, or to your family members. Everyone answers to someone, from Barbara Streisand, Don't Lie to Me, album walls. http://dr-jonathan-harry-merman.u-or-the-highest-hater-elite-your-false-beliefs-of-failth.causes-mass-gun-shootings.the-aftermath.loss-and-erosion-of-trust.music.grew-up.net/don't-lie-to-me/. Play a random selection music track on pick list, see the directory. http://dr-jonathan-harry-merman.u-or-the-highest-hater-elite-your-false-beliefs-of-failth.causes-mass-gun-shootings.the-aftermath.loss-and-erosion-of-trust.music.grew-up.net/! Reply. 0 votes. Reply. Yeah. James Driscoll, July 2, 2019. Thank you, moderator, for approving the post. I am sure you checked out the links that you removed. I am not sure how to handle all of this perfectly well. When it seems the federal government is out to kill you, as it is the case here, you kept Dr. Shigano's record URL visible. I hope you checked out this link to the events that occurred in my last medical session. I currently am hashtag hyventreatable because of this hashtag government-sponsored hate, and I am sure that there are independent agents outside of this circle of hate. But I am left to an interview process that I should not have to conduct. What I am seeking is a court injunction that bars the agencies from doing what has been obvious, pick and choose who deserves concern and care for, and who goes out into the streets. This is based on a category that I call the dirty. I have an address to Barack Obama at http://barackobama.fuckeduphuman.net, for he is the one who is morally responsible to intervene here. He put pen to paper to the signature of the reauthorization of the Ryan White Care Act. I need an official commitment that is held in true sense, enforceable, status somehow that if this hate resurfaces for me, and for any other, that those actors involved in this conspiracy are identified and prosecuted for hate crimes and perhaps treason. In fact, it would be a great outcome that former President Barack Obama personally visit my family at the address on file in this business. Site address, http://grewupnetpeacebuildingwebsite.business.site. One thing that has occurred making a marker to the community is the hack version of Colorado Health Network's business.site page, http://denver-colorado-aids-project.business.site. Pull it and look, the age of that was when I first discovered the Glassdoor reviews and published into the record my findings. That was long before my doctor terminated care here in San Bernardino. That was long before I have the hiccups problem with Foothill AIDS Project. That even may have been before I discovered the Google review from Aaron Jacobson, a member of the Inland Empire HIV Planning Council, with his very disturbing review, an internal of the system review, but not as an employee of Foothill AIDS Project. So the Google profile hack place published status, even though it is outside of my ability to verify it, remotely removed from the Denver area and the business operations in the postcard verification process, this hack profile means that Google is watching. In all of this, I am in fear of my life in many ways that they are going to come to kill me. In that I have in many ways triple redundancy online and push comes to shove, LinkedIn I hold has my activity in a content suppression status, with a post I made many days ago, along with 282 connections, remains to have a view count of 1. This means someone out there has interception code that denies distribution of my posts. If, however, I link to these posts, many which I have Ctrl+S, save HTML copies online on my domains, that I receive the content and the content seems to be indexed in my search results. At this point I am not sure what to think except that I have the information system specialist Barbara Thorson noted by here Truthfinder report as a return match for one of the harassing souses. http://phonenumbers.fuckeduphuman.net/720-207-3988/barbara-thonson-colorado-81616.pdf. Does that not look shocking? The impersonation of intent, the obviousness of my posts online to attack something I could catch in this process, what is online in public posts seeking whatever interest I had is obviously an attempt at something different than what is worded. I was trying to get someone to come over to my place in my sphere of controls and captures, go live on Facebook outside of the room and confront whomever it was acting so out of character to what should be normal connections to any kind of post in the first place. It would be impossible to set up the scenario that one could with any reason other things happening in one's life to just place an ad online available for sex at demand. That would be the sex trafficking method and the slave under control to be at that calling, for hours. I address that problem in my community address number 9, the community as a whole must seek to understand each other, http://community.grewup.net/09/what we need in this country is a new set of principles, as sex indeed is a basic human need is equal to water to drink, food to eat, air to breath etc. See, http://awesomekramabonplayroom.school/basichumanneeds/, I set that up with the same graphic I used in the effort to lure whoever needed to be caught. I am empowered to understand life and information theory under the new sciences of memetics long before the term, meme, was popular. My ID I hold online is, in the mind way, an obvious attempt to build peace from a memetic perspective. Why this country's haters attack me, they are all corrupt to the core. We must defend a new set of ideals, or we are all, I mean every one single human of US, doomed. When if you take the outcome of this mess that started almost 30 years ago, I am afraid it was intentionally set into motion from the political pack of haters that ran the public viewing of this hate in Proposition 64 in California headed by Lyndon LaRouche. When Ryan White agencies were put into place, the money of investors of that process was vetted somehow to a state we have such a repetitive similar report memetic transference of a memplex established at the core of the agencies authorized to operate as private held social service agencies with federal funding. This is a huge scam on the American people. I am not sure if you should or should not publish this comment as is. I am really afraid they will not matter who it is, send an agent to kill me before the full story is able to be said. I realize the best part of this would be to have a natural progressive transition by following a different set of priorities that are enforced that violations of such new priority policy would be better than an abrupt change by public display of media, but I have attempted to get someone of official response to respond a response of responsibility. So far not one person seems to have the courage I hold. If I am sacrificed in this process, be sure to tell the story fully by finding every reference I have online in this extremely hurtful heart that I can no longer do this alone. I am getting to the point of insanity to suicide myself. My mother is so emotionally distraught, it is breaking us to be able to stay in these conditions without official recognition that this is serious matters and serious remedy that is complex and not one person making these choices on how to proceed. I need help to remove the haters from having mind presence to be focused on me, for disturbing their plan on taking this country to its a full and complete collapse. I may never be able to rid every crazy out there, but for the leaders of the Ryan White Care Act policy observed inverted verbal overridden policy, inverted pentacle is the standing that I know my magic references to this, I see it so plain. They are not supposed to be cheating, to get a hold of the society legitimately. It is not a coup, it is different than that, but it is a process of inverting compassion of others to selfish requirements. The basic human needs are inverted in this manner, a digression to a state of the savage that changes our human species. The concept that the Star Trek alternative universe collision that started with the episode, Mirror Mirror, understands this transgression conversion. In the mind way skin. It is the pathway that the mind travels that is so sacred. We are all sharing so free without hatred. There are no limits to stop us, so no reason to quit. The universe of happiness and its discovery is out here. Let's get on it, it's our trip. First online April 30, 1999. InTheMindWay.blogspot.com. Two simultaneous posts at 12:01 a.m. timestamped. They represent the pillars of @realuphuman.net and @censored.edupuman.net in a trust ladder of trust scaling values inverse where to the left is positive to the right is negative and where @grewup.net represents zero. Or you can place them vertically. Protected @realuphuman.net. protected, at GrewUp.net. Protected, at censored, at Apumen.net. It is a trust ladder inverse of the scale, only that it can be represented either way. Name, protected, at RealUpHuman.net. Meme. Name, protected, at GrewUp.net. Meme. Email protected, censored, at Apumen.net. Meme. Reply. 0 votes. Reply. Yeah. James Driscoll, July 2, 2019. Your filter scrunched my formats. Shame on that filter smiley face. I hope you see the original and set it back to us as text if you decide to publish it. Thanks. Reply. 0 votes. Reply. Post your comment. Add photos, optional. Submit.